I like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living
give
without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
It is a great day in the neighborhood. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO Radio in Santa Rosa, California. I'm Steve Garner, along with our pal, Gwen Kilcher, the gardening guru, who will help you in all of your gardening decisions, indecisions, plant identifications, native plants, you name it. We've got it all this morning on Garden Talk, celebrating 30 years, bringing you the best in North Bay gardening advice and encouragement. And a tradition here on the Saturday morning program always includes a few minutes with the hungriest man in Sonoma County, Dennis Dunn, who is the market spokesperson for the original certified farmers market going on this morning at the Luther Burbank Center.
And the most entertaining farm manager.
Now I'm blushing, Gwen.
Okay, good.
A man with robust appetite. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm good. Doing very, very well. How was Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was interesting. It was good.
Uh-oh. Does that mean someone got into a fight or someone stormed out? When people use the word interesting, I'm always suspect.
No, we actually went through a bunch of old family boxes and found some really interesting stuff that was unknown to us kids.
That's really interesting that you should say that, because my brother visited from out of state, and we took down the box of memories from a top shelf and went through, and it was, oh my God.
It was wild.
Things from the parents and grandparents that somehow never got really looked into were just piled into a box. So it was very entertaining. What was the culinary hit of the Thanksgiving table?
The culinary hit was the three different mushroom and dewy bread stuffing.
Oh. Man, that's a lot of flavor.
Did you make that?
I made that, yes.
Okay.
Oh, gee, and that happened to be the best thing was something you
made. When you say we had made that, it's either me or my sister. We did a whole dinner. Although I will say my eldest nephew helped out a lot this year.
Wonderful.
I will have to give Chris credit.
I'm glad that things went beautifully. How does the market look this morning? When are you going to start our tour?
Market looks beautiful. As last week, as I said, I wasn't going to mention Christmas because it was still December, or still November. Now I can mention Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and whatever. So my first thought was, holiday parties, right?
I'm up for it.
That time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So things like, veggie dip. So there's carrots and, one thing I do want to announce is Preston Farms is here today for the first time.
Oh, my gosh. Lou Preston's Preston Farms. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So they have watermelon radishes. Great for dipping and stuff.
Mm.
And the beautiful carrots, and you can do lettuce wraps and all kinds of neat stuff.
Welcome Preston Farms to the market. Stop by their booth today if you go to the market.
Yeah, they have olive oil and vinegar. Tim's got his breads out and all house-cured olives and fermented green walnuts that are delicious. They're not green anymore, but they're delicious. I have already tried them.
Hold on, back up. Fermented green... What did you say? Almonds?
Walnuts. Yeah, it's an English recipe.
And you eat them, you can just pop them in your mouth after they're fermented?
Yeah, take them, you try to get them. I've been telling myself I'm going to do this, and I've missed 3 years in a row because I've been late. You get them still green before the shell forms, so mid-June-ish. You don't want the shell to form. And then you lacto-ferment them. And then what Tim did is after he lacto-fermented them, he jarred them in malt vinegar. It's an English thing. You use it for salad toppings. You can make relishes out of them. They're delicious.
Fantastic. Thanks for the education.
Yeah. The whole holiday thing, and I mean, we'll get into more of that later, the holiday party stuff. We'll get into more of that later. But if you're walking around today, I've noticed tons of greens. And when I say greens, I mean dandelion greens and mustard greens. Great additions to any type of beans or soups, or you can actually, some of the more tender dandelions, you can make a great salad out of them.
And they're wonderful as a winter tonic to ward off flu and colds, I think. Eat your greens.
Yeah, there's Bernier has some, and Foggy River has some else as well. So get your greens. The other thing that I've been enamored with this time of the year, and I've been eating one at least once or twice a week, are the Little Jim lettuces. Mm-hmm. I know I mentioned them last week. But Bernier has some, and Singing Frog also has some today. So the Little Gems are, like, they're my favorite.
Hmm. Any other root vegetables or greens that you calls out to you?
Oh, beets, of course. Good time to roast some beets. You know, have some good, good roasted beet salad, or just use it as a condiment to, or as an accompaniment to just about any good dinner.
Hmm. Where to next?
Let's see, we have fruits are here. There's still tons of persimmons. It's been a banner year for pomegranates. I'm looking at a pomegranate that's probably 1.5 times the size of a softball.
Yeah, wow. They're humongous this year.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's because of all the water. I don't know, Gwen would probably know better than I.
I would agree with that. A lot of water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're beautiful. There's still apples. Walker Apples is here still another week, which is always good. Ponce has, I'm looking right now, they've got Fuji Apples and Pink Ladies. Like I said last week, the citrus is starting to come out, so they've got some tangerines. Schlederitz also has tangerine and the Caracara Oranges.
Speaking of persimmons, for those that don't have a tree, that you should get some Fuyu's, and you can do the simple dehydrated persimmon recipe that Gwen Kilcher has done for many, many years. And I am the very lucky recipient of a bag, probably a pound plus, of dried persimmons. And these are as sweet as candy.
Mm-hmm. So they're sliced. You know, you use that mandolin and you slice them and stack them up in the dehydrator and... There you go. You have your, and you don't dehydrate them too long, so there's a little bit leathery, mm-hmm. Give to them. Or if you do dehydrate them too long, they turn into persimmon chips, which
wonderful.
Are good too.
So a great thing to do with persimmons.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who's actually strung strings in a room in her house mm-hmm. and is hanging them and drying them whole.
Yeah, we have friends that do that also. It's very labor-intensive. You have to be very careful. You have to peel them. You have to make sure that no moisture gets to them, and it takes quite a long time. Gwen's method is quick. Quicker, right?
Yeah.
It's a day, right?
And then those persimmons that you hang and dry, those are the hashiyu ones.
Yes.
The ones that you have to wait before you can eat them, they have to be very soft.
That's
otherwise,
right.
They're very astringent. This is the fuyu variety, which is the one you can eat like an apple, and it doesn't have that astringency taste to it, so they're very sweet. So you could use the dehydrating for the fuyus and the, what did you call the Japanese name is called?
Hoshigaki.
You could do that with the hashiyu.
So there's our little persimmon tutorial. Where to next,
good.
Dennis?
We can do a protein. I'm at Anna Seafood right now, and I've got the regular array of wonderful fish, oysters, clams. I've got lobster today. Smoked salmon, but again, going back to the party theme, you can pick up poke here, you can pick up salmon poke, tuna poke, you could use their, they also have a nice seaweed salad, you could use their tuna salad as a nice spread for dips and stuff, so another good holiday idea. Salmon Creek is here, and they've got a sale today, they've still Ground beef is still on sale. They have oxtails today, too. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Heather's Meats is here with roasts, and she has lamb today, which is great. Pork and steaks. I think I'm going to pick up a New York from Heather before I leave today.
Mm.
And John Ford is here with his wonderful array of beef and the best hot dogs that money can buy, as far as I'm concerned.
That's a great visit to Protein Alley. On to Carb Court yet?
I'm on my way. Carb Court, Raymond's is here, and they've got their focaccias and their walnut tarts and their wonderful breads. The sea salted sourdough is one of my favorites. I don't know if they have any Kalamata today or not, but that's another great Kalamata. Olive bread is also one of their great ones. Dominique is here. And she has, what does Dominique, she's got her usual croissants, bacon Twizzlers, pasties, and she has apple pie, and, oh, and she's got the mortadella madness today. Life is good.
Will one of those make it into your shopping bag today?
One of those will make it to my stomach before I leave today.
So lots in Carb Court. Did you mention the Strauss family there today?
Strauss is here, with their butters and yogurts, and no eggnog today, but chocolate milk they do have.
Okay, I'll take that. I think I've reached my capacity for eggnog for the holidays.
I bought one of their eggnogs. I was at Oliver's, and it's on the expensive side, but it is worth every penny.
Every penny.
That is the best. Right. It's the best eggnog I have ever had.
And that's not a paid endorsement. Gwen paid full retail for the bottle.
I did. It was excellent.
Carl from Fusos is here with a wonderful array of breads, a cinnamon walnut, his English muffins. Shannon is here, Gwen. And yes, she has brownies. Yes, she has turnovers. She's got key lime tart, cupcakes, cookies. Shannon's got it all out there today, and Full Circle is here as well.
Terrific. On to prepared foods if we come hungry, restaurant style.
Today we just have, people are starting to prepare for the Emerald Cup already, in case you were wondering. So we're down a little bit on the prepared food, but what we have are superstars. Minhee is here, and she has, a new special on, chicken butternut squash with coconut milk and rice.
Oh, wow.
That sounds spectacular.
Yeah, Minhee is a gem. She is a great, great chef. And Ellie's Kitchen with their tacos and breakfast burritos and quesadillas. I'm actually going to get a breakfast burrito after we get off the phone here. if we go back to our party theme, one of the great couple of places to stop. One is the hummus guy. You can get, different flavored hummuses, baba ganoush. You can get pita chips, the whole nine yards from. I'm wondering if they have. Sometimes they make a garlic kefir. They don't today, but they've got olive tapenades. So another great place to stop. And then the ravioli factory people. Not only do they have great fresh pastas, raviolis, and gnocchi, but they have some great artichoke dips, and they also have tapenades and olives. So, again, easy to get your party started here.
Terrific. What's on the playlist today?
Actually, Elizabeth, and I can't think of her last name, is going to play today. She's back from college for a couple of weeks, so Elizabeth's going to come, and she's great. Great guitar player, great singer. The other thing that I do want to mention is we're involved in the Secret Santa through the Volunteer Center. So please, if it's in your hearts, come by, grab a name, go out, get the presents. That it's got a little description of who the child is and what they're asking for Christmas. You can bring the gifts back to us, and we'll make sure it gets to the Volunteer Center. The other thing we're setting up a table for people who've been displaced who may not have Christmas ornaments. So you can come and drop off old Christmas ornaments for people, or you can come and pick up if you've been displaced and you want to have a nice Christmas but you don't have the ornaments at this time.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Are you going to be doing that on the Wednesday market, too?
Yes, we'll have it all set up there, too. Both of them, the Secret Santa and the ornaments.
And Dennis is actually the Secret Santa. I don't want to.
That's right.
It's all happening there. Where is there? It's at the Luther Burbank Center, about 60 seconds off the River Road Highway 101 exit. You can't miss it. It's our longest-running year-round farmer's market. Started in 1967, celebrating 50 years, providing the best possible foods and accompanying items that you can find anywhere in Sonoma County. 8:30 to 1 o'clock today. Also, the midweek market. Don't forget that one on Wednesday. It's all there. It's all delicious. Support our local farmers. Thank you, Dennis, and we'll talk next December the 9th.
Thank you, Stephen. Glenn, have a great week.
All right. Take care of yourself. 636-1350 if you would like to reach Glenn Kilcher, who co-writes the popular Plant Doctor column, our local Press Democrat newspaper, the first and third Saturdays of every month, going on 30 years writing that incredible column, 25-plus years with the lovely Daniel Lozano. They go back and forth and share their writing duties in the Press Democrat. Glenn's here every Saturday from 9 to 11 to give you a one-on-one, undivided attention on any gardening question or issue that you are facing out in your yard or garden. Last week, Dave Fazio from the Sonoma Mission Gardens sat in because you had the Saturday off. You were Thanksgiving with friends and family. Dave did an outstanding job, as always, out at Sonoma Mission Gardens. Luckily, the nursery was not affected by the fires.
Yeah.
They, of course, evacuated for a couple of days, but were able to get back in, and no loss of plants or life out at Sonoma Mission Gardens. And they've, of course, been helping hundreds, if not thousands, of Sonoma Valley residents get a clearer idea of what's involved in replanting. Dave mentioned he's been out on dozens of one-on-ones of consultations out in the Sonoma Valley of people that want to get in there and start doing. And the hardest thing for him, he said on the air, to have to tell people is wait.
Yeah, that's right. You can't do anything yet until you have pretty much a house to live in on the property. But if you do, if you are fortunate that your house is okay, but your landscaping just needs some help, maybe it was touched in some way or another by the fire and could use some revamping, or you want to go with a more fire escape landscaping plan. So yeah, guess so, this would be the time to do it and then implement it in the spring.
So he's glad to meet with people because his appointment books are filled up for weeks. But as he tells people up front, what do you hope to accomplish? Was your house destroyed? Was part of your landscaping destroyed? Let's be realistic. Instead of me coming out and giving you a full consultation, where are you in the rebuilding process, the permitting process? How soon are you anticipating possibly rebuilding? So there's a lot of preliminary that, and also Dave's had to learn a lot about the insurance code. He talked about this on the air also, about what the reimbursement is for specimen trees, for landscaping, the fixed amounts, the possible negotiation you can do with your insurance company. That was a revelation to me. And he said, to tell you the truth, it was a revelation to him because no one has had to deal with large-scale reimbursement insurance issues with landscaping on this scale ever, even with flooding and so on a smaller scale, but nothing like this. So that was really interesting to hear it from his perspective, having run Sonoma Mission Gardens for over 40 years and knows Sonoma Valley better than certainly probably any other landscaper around, has really been in the center of the conversation about when and where and where to take a breath and step away. Because he said Mother Nature is remarkable what she will be able to accomplish after this winter. After we get some rain, you'll see things coming up that you've never seen before, actually, because of the fire. Trees that you were going to kiss off as goners will resprout, will rebloom. The root systems oftentimes are intact and fully functional. So, as he said, people want ideas from him because he's installed thousands of landscapes over 40 years. And as he said, to try to let people know, take a deep breath, step back, let things settle is the hardest thing for him to tell people.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
And you're going to be doing, I understand, some consulting. I know you've taken a couple of years off from, I know you used to have a client list a mile long for rose pruning and all those type of things. And are you telling me you're getting back into it?
I've had a few too many phone calls, and so I'm getting pushed to get back into it, which I think is a good time now since I've redirected everything that I've been doing for the past couple of years and kind of cutting things out so I'm not so overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So now I'm ready to go back and help people with rose pruning.
Oh.
Whether they want me to do the pruning or they want help, guidance is to know how to prune roses. Mm-hmm. And then also, like Dave, landscape consultations. So I would be happy to get out there and help people and pretty much, you know, start writing down a list of things to do, ideas and whatnot, and have a starting point and then have a plan. And so that's what I do best. And so that's what I'm going to go back to doing. So
what's the best way to reach you to talk about setting up an appointment?
You can call me at 527-6177. It's been a while since I said that number on the phone.
It's and been you go, a couple
what
years.
Is that again? 527-6177.
Okay.
Let's get Lent Sonoma looking beautiful again and, you know, get people on the right path and the right direction and good ideas and beautiful landscapes.
Gwen is open for business now, one-on-one, at 636-1350 if you'd like a one-on-one consult with any ideas you're having in your landscape design room or a plant that is just not doing well, or you want a plant identified, you can call Gwen now, or you can email us, steve@ksro, or 636-1350. No one on hold at this moment. A great time to get in during the first hour of the show. Dear Gwen and Steve, I'm hoping you can identify this very attractive plant. Thanks, Lee from Healdsburg. And so here's the plant, Gwen. It's a
lovely. Isn't that beautiful?
Do you know what plant this is?
That is barberry.
Barberry.
It looks like it's about 3 feet high and wide, and it has a nice arching growth habit. Trying to, at least, because it looks like somebody's been hedging it into a ball, and then there are those long sprouts that are coming out, and it has that kind of growth habit. But there's a lot of varieties out there, a lot of species, and this one could be, well, I have to, Atropurpurea would be the variety of this barberry. And berberis is the Latin name for it. And it has that light maroonish, reddish kind of leaf to it. They're small leaves, about the size of boxwood. Mm-hmm. They have little tiny thorns on them.
Oh, yes.
So they make a great hedge if you want to keep somebody away from your yard. But it's a deciduous plant, so it, depending on the variety, it can change color in the wintertime. And then all the leaves fall off, and then they sprout back up in the spring with the color leaves, this maroony kind of color. There's also varieties have a little bit of more pink in them. There are some that have a little bit of white speckled in it. They come in all different shapes and sizes. And there's even a few newer varieties that have more of an orange color to them. And I can't remember
different
the
sizes. How big will they get them if you leave this alone?
That could get, Atropurpurea could probably get 6 feet high and wide.
Right.
It's a great plant.
Okay.
I mean, it really doesn't need to be pruned, but it looks like somebody here was trying to keep it low because it's in front of a window.
Oh, I see. That's why.
Yeah. So,
but it's a good place for it, in front of a window.
If you get the right variety that, you know, stays below the window. Or if you want to cover up the window, then you go with the big variety.
But not along a sidewalk where someone could brush against it. You might get a little abrasion on your arm.
If it's a small variety.
Yeah.
Because there's crimson pygmy, which maybe gets to be 2 to 3 feet high and wide. So, you know, that would be okay in that, you know, sidewalk strip. But the bigger varieties, yeah, you don't want to put them in that area because, yeah, those little thorns, they'll catch on you and they can scratch. They're annoying.
So that's the barberry tutorial for this morning. Lee, if you require further information, 636-1350. Thanks for the beautiful photo. That certainly helped identify that plant, lickety-split.
Yeah, you might be able to find them still at the nursery now, but selection is slim at this time of the year.
Did you sell a lot of them when you were buying for Callaway's nursery?
Tons.
You did.
We had a lot of different varieties, and we just kept getting all the new varieties that were coming out in the market. And since then, there's hundreds more. So all more beautiful, and yeah, I think I have one plant in my yard somewhere, But now looking at that, Lee's given me the motivation to plant more of those, and I know exactly where I'm going to plant them.
She's making a note to herself right now. That's our signal to break for the news at the bottom of the hour. Coming back, we'll go to phones. No one on hold at this moment, so we have plenty of time to get in to chat with Gwen, our number one. We have some special guests coming in to celebrate California Native Plants. Well, October was really the official Native Plant Month, but we had other things on our minds during October. So we're bumping it up to November, December for California Native Plant Society. Those folks will be in from 10 to 11. Then at 11, Chef John Ash comes in to chat with the folks that own and operate State Bird, the restaurant in San Francisco. They're coming up from San Francisco, Nicole Krasinski and Stuart Brioza. Their restaurant was voted Best New Restaurant in America by Bon Appetit magazine, also Best New Restaurant in America by the James Beard Society. Stuart Brioza was voted Best Chef on the western part of the United States. There's obviously a long line to get into this restaurant and a month wait, but they have a new cookbook. If you can't get into the restaurant, buy the new cookbook that just came out 2 weeks ago. They'll be in the studio live with John Ash and me from 11 to 12 to talk about their cutting-edge concept of dim sum. Yes, food served on carts. We've all had it in Chinese restaurants, but non-Chinese restaurants, they've broken the mold. Extremely inventive. Stuart and Nicole from State Bird, our guests on the Good Food Hour this morning from 11 till noon.
Cardinal Newman versus Marin Catholic for the NCS Division III title. This Saturday night at 7, Nick Matos has the play-by-play here on KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market won the Best Sonoma County Farmers Market Award by the Press Democrat's Reader's Choice. To find out why, shop the market for your holiday feasts. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats, beef, chicken, and pork. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors and sample local dairy products. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Tis the season for winning. This December at Grayton Resort and Casino. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $30,000 in prizes in our Oh What Fun slot tournaments. New members, sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.
At PG&E, we want to help our customers and the communities we serve recover from the Northern California wildfires. You can get help at PG&E's dedicated customer connections website at pge.com/CCO, where new service installations, temporary construction power, or other services can be initiated and tracked. To get started, please visit pge.com/CCO.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
You are pretty.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews, cancel anytime.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Mm-hmm.
are back. It's Garden Talk Live on KSRO. Happy December, everybody. I know. Where's it all going? Well, let's go to the phones. Marilyn, you're up first. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Hi, Marilyn.
Good morning. Good
morning. What can we do for you?
Hi. I was not affected by it. My land was not affected by the fire. I don't have a lot of land, but my yard. Anyhow, in the spring, I planted several plants from the gallon size, and they've grown huge. And I'm wondering, will they die down in the winter, or should I prune them down? I have lantana, purple salvia, butterfly bush, and lion's tail.
I'm writing this all down. I was writing it down. What was the first one you said?
Lantana.
Oh, lantana. Okay. Lantana can be frost sensitive, so don't do anything to it. You could put some few layers of frost cloth on top of it to help protect it through the frosty weather. There's a purple variety that does really well in the winter, so you don't have to worry about that one. But if it's any other color...
Okay. Mine's yellow.
All right. Don't do anything to it, but just put frost cloth on it if you want, and then you'll see what's going on in the springtime, and you can prune anything that you want then, but not now. And then your sage, purple sage?
Salvia.
Oh, salvia. Purple salvia. Oh, purple flowers or?
Yeah, purple flowers.
Okay, like that big, sprawling, lanky, growing plant?
It's big, yes. It was gallon when I bought it, and they're very large now.
Okay, and the flowers are like long things. They almost look velvety?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's Mexican sage. That, you can wait until it's finished flowering. Wait until it looks really ugly, and then you'll see at the base of the plant new little shoots coming out. And then you can cut it back now, later, whenever you want. There's no time that you have to cut that plant back. If you don't see any new little shoots coming out, you could cut back to about 6 inches to a foot from the ground. Okay, leave that much. So then you'll have those sprouts there, those shoots, that will send out new shoots in the springtime.
I would do that in the springtime?
No, anytime. Anytime you want. There's no time frame for that guy.
Okay,
but just
so the shoots would be there even... like next month that I'd look for.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just enjoy the flowers now when they're done blooming and when it's looking really ugly and you can't take it anymore. because the birds go after little seeds and whatnot in the flowers. So you can leave it for as long as you want. Then cut it back.
Okay.
Then the butterfly bush, that's probably not blooming anymore now. You can prune that. Sorry?
I said just a couple of blooms.
Okay. So wait. Wait for it to finish blooming. It'll start dropping its leaves. And how tall is it now?
Oh, probably about 4 or 5 feet.
Okay. So is it a dwarf one? That's as tall as it gets, or have you been pruning it back?
I bought it as a gallon size, and I don't know how big it'll get. I didn't think it was a dwarf, no.
Okay. When did you plant it?
Oh, probably about in May.
Okay, so it probably grew to its full height. So that's about as high as it's going to get. You can cut it back, keeping 12 inches. Don't cut it down any less than 12 inches from the ground. Okay, you can really whack that back, and then it'll send up new shoots in the spring and be nice and full. Or you could cut it halfway back, and then you'll have more, you'll have more, not too much height to it, but... You'll have, how am I going to say this? The lower you cut it, the more shoots are going to come out, the fuller the plant's going to look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? From the bottom, from wherever you cut it, it's going to look fuller. If you cut it up higher, then from where you cut and above is going to be fuller looking. So underneath that, since nothing was cut, you have what you have. What you see is what you get.
Oh, okay.
So does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yes, it does, yes.
Okay, so if that was my plant, I would probably cut it back and leave about a foot of stem from the ground up.
Okay.
That'll be nice and full and beautiful and full of flowers.
Okay.
And then the lion's tail, that's a tough one. It's not blooming anymore now, right?
No.
Okay.
It has brown things on it.
Okay. Little seed pods or just empty flower pods. That guy, it's only been in the ground for May. It's going to lose some of its leaves. It depends on how cold our winter gets. I would cut that back maybe two-thirds, a half to two-thirds, and then leave it alone. Watch it in the springtime and see where it starts to grow. And you'll see sometimes you'll have some dead stems there that didn't make it through the winter, or they just petered out. So then you can do some more selective pruning in the springtime.
Okay. Okay. And I have one more thing real quick. I have a few Matilda poppies.
Uh-huh.
And do I cut those all the way down? I've been in the ground for like 2 years. I think last year I cut them to about a foot.
Okay. That's okay to do that. Those you can do at any time also, but if you hear that it's going to be raining, and I would wait on the pruning. That's really great that you've had those plants for 2 years. They're really hard to grow. They thrive on neglect, so there's no hurry to prune those guys back. But, you know, when you're out there and you have nothing else to do and you're out there pruning, then, okay, go ahead and start pruning those back. And, yeah, about as foot. Leaving a foot of the stems is as low as I would go. And then then again in the spring, you're going to do some more selective pruning if any of those stems didn't make it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. That's a big help.
Okay. You got a lot of work cut out for you, but but it sounds like it's fun.
I like the garden.
Good. Good for you.
Well, you're listening to the right show. Thanks so much, Marilyn, for calling.
Happy pruning.
Bye-bye. We'll go to Sue after this message. Sue would like to plant a maple tree. It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO. You can reach us in the greenhouse at 636-1350. Or shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Creams Towing is Sonoma County proud. Proud of the countless first responders that have helped save our community. Proud of the community for showing their appreciation to the first responders. Proud to know organizations came from as far away as Australia to fight the fires. Proud that so many people donated to those displaced and at evacuation centers. Proud of a community where even the youngest Girl Scouts volunteer to visit with other kids at evacuation centers. Proud to be a family business locally owned in Sonoma County since 1977 and will be here helping the community as we all recover and rebuild. Proud to be Creams Towing. From flat tires on the freeway to Cal Fire trucks in the hills, we are proud to help in what we do best. And since 1977, we've said, don't scream, call Creams.
Creams Towing, this is Arlene.
588-1250. 588-1250. Call Creams.
Attention, Northern California Wine Country wildfire victims. If you or your family has suffered injury or death, damage to your property, or to a commercial business as a result of the fires, you may have a claim for damages from PG&E. For information, call our special legal helpline now at 800-722-FIRE. That's 800-722-FIRE. Call now. The state's Public Utilities Commission has launched an investigation into whether PG&E's maintenance of its equipment in Sonoma and Napa County may have played a role in these deadly fires, including whether it adequately cut back trees from power lines to reduce the known risk of fire. Reports show that PG&E has a long history of being found responsible for major wildfires because of inadequate maintenance of its power lines. How do you protect your rights and fight for the compensation you deserve? You choose the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to get you the most compensation for your damages. Call our special legal helpline now at 800-722-FIRE. That's 800-722-FIRE for a free case review.
Are you looking for a Medicare plan? Choosing the right plan should be easy. With Kaiser Permanente, it can be. Call 1-888-870-0300 now to speak with a licensed sales specialist and get a Kaiser Permanente guide to Medicare free with no obligation. With Kaiser Permanente, you get hospital, medical, and prescription drug coverage all in one plan. You can choose any available Kaiser Permanente doctor. Plus, there's no annual deductible and no co-pays for preventive care. The deadline to enroll is December 7th. Don't delay and don't go without the coverage you need to stay healthy next year. Call 1-888-870-0300 now for your free guide, or to enroll. Dial 1-888-870-0300 to speak with a licensed sales specialist now.
This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefit premiums and or copayment coinsurance may change on January 1st of each year. You must reside in the Kaiser Permanente Medicare Health Plan service area in which you enroll. The provider network may change at any time. You will receive notice when necessary.
The president's victory lap takes him through New York, speaking at a fundraiser for his re-election campaign.
We passed, in the history of the country, the largest tax cuts and reform.
The Senate did, and that still has to be reconciled with the House, but the president's sure to sign the new tax bill when it gets to his desk.
It's tax reform, because for years, not since Ronald Reagan, has anything even come close. They haven't passed them. They couldn't pass them. They couldn't get the votes.
A day after former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn walked into court to plead guilty Friday to a felony count of lying to the FBI, President Trump on Twitter saying, quote, "I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. He has pled guilty to those lies. It is a shame because his actions during the transition were lawful. There was nothing to hide." The president denies any collusion with Russia during the presidential campaign. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies on the way, mostly cloudy today at 59, 57 on the coast. Few clouds tonight, low 41, 43 on the shores. Blue skies for Sunday at 59, 56 in Bodega Bay. Sunny for Monday at 62, 59 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Max Holloway risks his UFC featherweight title against veteran Frankie Edgar, plus an explosive heavyweight bout. Saturday, December 2nd, 7 p.m. at Grayton Resort and Casino.
Good morning, Sue. Thanks so much for holding on Garden Talk with Steve and Gwen. Hi.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question. I'm finally going to be putting, I want to put two maple trees in the front yard. It's a large yard. And I wanted to put one tall one and then, you know, these big boulders and then another smaller one off to the right. And I'm wondering if there are some better, you know, ones to plant than others. It will be in the sun.
So you don't want to go with Japanese maples. I would just go with any, you know, regular maples. There's lots of red maple varieties out there that come in all different heights and widths, which I couldn't tell you any of them now. I have one in my yard. I'm thinking the name is like Autumn Sunset or something like that, Autumn something, and it turns a beautiful color. It would have been nice if you were shopping in the fall when they were changing color, because one variety could have shades, each, you know, 10 trees could have 10 different shades of that color.
Oh, boy.
You know, like Chinese pistache. You see, you know, there's more reds in some and more oranges. Same with the liquid ambers and all that. So that would be pretty true for those fall colors, like the golds and reds and whatnot. But if you get the burgundy colored flowered leaves, those are pretty much true. You know, the dark colored leaves are going to stay dark colored, and there's no variation in their shades of burgundy color. So,
should I wait till the fall? Oh, fall, that would be a whole year.
Yeah, no.
I've been waiting for years now. I finally made my mind up. So I really, is it okay to do it now, you think?
Yeah, you can get it. They probably won't have any leaves on them. But, you know, maybe, you know, if you go to the nursery and you talk to the salesperson, you know, sometimes these trees, they keep them in the same spot. And then as they walk by them every day, they will have looked at them and said, you know, look at how this tree here is more red than the one next to it, which has a little bit more orange in it. And they might even know just from where those trees are, just from looking at them, what color is what, when the trees have no leaves on them.
Okay, that's fine.
You know,
that's,
so...
Okay, and so do you think that would be all right, just planting the two? I know it's you go in numbers, threes and odd numbers, but if I have like a lower bush, I'm trying to get kind of a, and not an oriental look, but you know, that kind of a look, the big boulders and the maple, or, yeah.
But keep in mind, these trees need regular water.
Okay. Well, then what should I do? Is there another tree that would have sort of, I need color out there. I have like a gray house with ivory trim and a big, huge gable black roof, which I'm trying to brighten up to break up that gable roof. What would be wispy and, you know?
Well, in today's paper, I saw an article about Chinese pistache trees.
Right. Is that really messy, or...
No, because I don't think they sell the female plants anymore, which produce those red berries. I think they're pretty much all male plants now, trees.
Okay.
But that would be... That tree is more drought-tolerant than the maple trees.
Okay.
So,
that's something to think about, right? Okay, well, that's terrific. I appreciate your help. I knew you'd tell me something important. Japanese maple.
And you know, there's an arbutus. The variety is Marina. It's a madrone tree, but it's a hybrid variety, and that has these little pale pink clusters of flowers on it. It has that peely madrone bark, but it has the big dark green leaves. Won't add a lot of color, but it would add a lot of interest to that area, and it'll complement your gray house and the gable roof and the gate and the whole thing. So I would definitely get a multi-trunk tree with that one. Multi-trunked, for sure.
Okay, multi-trunk, and it's a madrone. Okay.
Yeah, you would look under, you know, arbutus, A-R-B-U-T-U-S, and the variety is Marina.
Okay, Marina. Oh, that sounds even better. Okay, that's better. All righty. Well, I appreciate your help very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, and have fun with your, you know, selection, Sue.
Completing it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And you know
what?
And you don't have to have two of the same trees. If you... if you think, this madrone would look good here, and I will plant a maple over here because of the color combinations or the structure of the trees or Chinese pistache and a maple, whatever you want to do, don't have your mind set on having to have two of the same tree, especially since you said you have a big yard.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's a brilliant idea. Okay, well, I'm off again. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Sue.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
636-1350 if you'd like to reach us, or the convenient email, and easy to remember, I might add, steve@ksro.com. Garden Talk continuing after this break. A full hour from 10 to 11, and we'll zoo all our native plants for Sonoma County. At 11, Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen as we welcome Stuart Brioza, Nicole Krasinski from State Bird, the award-winning restaurant in San Francisco that just published their first cookbook to the excitement of the dining public, voted best new restaurant in America by Bon Appetit magazine and the James Beard Society. Quite an honor for this new restaurant. And Stuart, best chef in the West. Lines out the door, but if you can't get into the restaurant, the cookbook would be a very, very perfect substitute.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Hi, Jeff Davis here again for Smothers European Volvo. If you've been knocking around the idea of getting a new luxury vehicle, there are certainly a lot of choices. Well, Smothers is offering a deal now on the Volvo S60 that can make it an easy step. It's a compact luxury sedan and offers the standard innovations you find on newer Volvos, like the leather-wrapped tilt and telescoping steering wheel, two-zone electronic climate control, and heated outside rear-view mirrors. The 8-speed Geartronic automatic transmission with advanced quick shift is powered by a 2-liter turbocharged engine. And of course, the safety features are among the best. Until the end of the month, you can get a select 2017 Volvo S60 for just $259 per month for 36 months with $3,439 due at signing. Hey, this is the time of year to take advantage of remaining 2017 models, and the new Volvo S60 is a great way to get into a luxury vehicle. See one today at Smothers European Volvo. They're at 2881 Corby Avenue and SmothersEuropeanVolvo.com.
This holiday season, fill your spirit as well as your Christmas list. Shop the Artisan Craft Fair and Holiday Festival at the Center for Spiritual Living on Occidental Road in Santa Rosa. Over 60 local artisans will be featured and so much more. Plan to stay a while. There will be magicians, dancers, and live music, plenty of unique items to see, food, a raffle, and a silent auction. Have the kids in tow? No problem. There's fun for them too, including Santa and Mrs. Claus. Everything at this fair is handmade by local artisans. From oil paintings to birdhouses, upcycled clothing to stone carvings and skincare products to succulent gardens. You won't be able to leave without finding the perfect gift for someone or for yourself. That's the Artisan Craft Fair and Holiday Festival, Saturday, December 9th from 10 till 4 at the Center for Spiritual Living on Occidental Road in Santa Rosa. For more information, go to CSLSR.org and click on the Artisan Craft Fair and Holiday Festival.
At PG&E, we want to help our customers and the communities we serve recover from the Northern California wildfires. You can get help at PG&E's dedicated customer connections website at pge.com/CCO, where new service installations, temporary construction power, or other services can be initiated and tracked. To get started, please visit pge.com/CCO.
The best deals in Sonoma County are just a click away on mysonomadeals.com. From dining to entertainment to health and beauty, right now, buy a $50 gift certificate to Smooth Body Boutique in Santa Rosa for only $25. At Smooth Body Boutique, they pride themselves in making sure their clients feel soothed, sexy, beautiful, and above all else, smooth. This offer is only available for a limited time and only on mysonomadeals.com. That's mysonomadeals.com.
It is Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Good morning and a good December to you, my friends. I'm Steve Carino, along with Gwen Kelter in the KSRO greenhouse this morning. Dear Steve and Gwen, I have noticed many redwood trees that went through the fire and they are being cut down. Can you tell me why? Redwood trees would most likely survive forest fires. Well, that's not a lot of information to go on, Dennis. Where are these trees being cut down? Are they on public property? Are they on private property? How many trees have you noticed being cut down? Who is cutting them down? Is it the homeowner? Is it a tree service? Is it PG&E doing pruning? Is it Caltrans? A lot of questions, right? There's my questions initially, Gwen.
So you can't answer. We can't answer that question. I'm sorry, until we have more details.
But one thing is true. Redwoods are fire resistant, as are oaks. Yes, those are two trees, unlike fir and juniper and many of them that will go up very quickly. So we don't have a lot to go on. There could be a safety issue. Are those trees posing a threat?
Are they on flat land? Are they on slopes? Is there danger of soil eroding and then those trees coming down? So, yeah, it's a very good question, but unless we have more information, we can't help you with that one.
Yeah, but I mean, those were a lot of questions we would ask. Was an arborist or a specialist in trees consulted, brought right out and saying, yeah, we've got a root system. I can tell it's not good. These things could topple. We need to take them down. There's many, many questions that need to be answered before we can say why. Right.
Exactly.
So I'm sorry, but we don't want to give you information that's incorrect. And on the other side, the root systems help keep soil in place. It's very important to consider that, the possible erosion that removing the trees might cause. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered before before anyone can determine whether a whole strand of redwoods need to be removed or this is selective redwoods being removed. So if you know, can tell us a little more, Dennis, email us back and answer some of those questions. Or you could even ask the people doing the pruning. Oh, I'm just curious. Why are these trees being taken down?
Mm-hmm.
Might learn a whole lot more.
There
okay.
Yeah.
Hour number two of Garden Talk coming your way after the news. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.